Social Distortion released their first album, Mommy's Little Monster, almost 35 years ago. And since its release, they have continued to develop and grow as they made more and more music, with their most recent album, Hard Times and Nursery Rhymes, being released in 2011. The band has experienced many setbacks and gone through nearly 21 members in the 39 years since the band was formed, with frontman Mike Ness as the only remaining member from the original lineup. In the beginning, the band was more punk-based and aggressive. The first album, Mommy's Little Monster, did not receive a lot of press because it was not very popular. The same can be said for their second album, Prison Bound. These albums were very similar in their production and style, with a mix of punk, country, and rock. This is a combination that Social Distortion continues to use in some form to this day. In the beginning, this mix was rough and more punk influenced. It wasn't until their self-titled third album that they started to experience some mainstream success. This album contains some of the band's most popular songs, including Story of My Life, and Ball and Chain. Take away this ball and chain. I'm sick and I'm tired and I can't take any more pain. These songs were very popular at the time of the album's release and spent a long time in the top charts. This album also included a punked out cover of Ring of Fire by Johnny Cash. Social Distortion is considered one of the best rock albums of 1990 because of the way it combined Western rock with punk. I got friends who are in prison, friends who are dead. I'm gonna tell you something that I've often said. You know these things that happen, that's just the way it's supposed to be. They continued their upward trend with their 1992 album, Somewhere Between Heaven and Hell. This album surpassed all of Social Distortion's previous albums in sales, and it contained their hit single, Bad Luck. The band's fifth album, White Light, White Heat, White Trash, released in 1996, took a different approach than their previous albums with a less western and more alternative style. This ain't the way it's supposed to be. There's a dark cloud following me. I'm disillusioned and down on a whirlwind. This album came off as more aggressive, with only one song, titled I Was Wrong, receiving the same amount of popularity as their previous two albums. Yeah, Social Distortion returned to a more laid-back version of its traditional style in their 2004 album, Sex, Love, and Rock and Roll. This album was much less heavy than some of the band's previous work, with a focus on blues and rock. While this album was not as popular as some of the band's previous work, it received good reviews and showed that the band was still working hard and improving. The opening track, Leaps for the Sky, was the most popular song on the album. When I was young, I was invincible. I find myself not thinking twice. I never thought about no future. It's just a roll of the dice. Their newest album, Hard Times and Nursery Rhymes, was released in 2011. It is different from the band's older music in that it is much slower and more calm. Most of the songs are focused on themes of heartbreak and pain. This album is much less heavy and harsh. Social Distortion seems to have calmed with age without completely abandoning their original style and message. Many critics believe that this album is the band's best because of its lyrics and overall layout and flow. Social Distortion is rumored to be working on a new album set to be released in 2018. They continue to tour and play live shows to this day. In the band's 39-year career, they have made a lot of music and continue to get better with age.